and loose. What a whee!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a whee!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. If you feel a little more energy in my voice, a little more excitement in my voice, there's probably a few reasons. One is, last week Paolo kicked ass and took some names in soccer and horse racing, and this weekend we're getting some real, it really feels like horse racing's coming back. When you look at the daily racing form, there's five or six tracks. When you look at the flashscore.com, there's a page after page. Paolo, I think we made it, baby. I think we made it.
I think so too. Last week we made it. We hit that race at Santa Anita that I told you with Flavian Pratt paying 1.8 to place, which was great odds. And this week, Santa Anita, what a field. What a field this week. I mean, this is racing. This week is racing. And soccer last week, I went perfect in German soccer 3-0. We missed two favorites, but we hit some big ones. Big life
race off. And as we've always said, unlike a lot of sports, you know, I always believe that you should have live action options available to you. You should really keep some money available in your account or in your pocket if you're at the casino for live action, because you never know. But in soccer, it isn't an option. It's a mandatory. You have to be ready to bet after that 60-70th minute.
And remember what we said last week, what I told you about one game specifically, that Copenhagen game. What did I say? Watch after the 70th minute that things are going to start happening. So what happened after the 70th minute? Copenhagen scores three goals. The minus 1.5 goes skyrocket. The other one goes skyrocket. And it's all happening after the 70th minute. The same thing with liquids.
I think that was there was one screenshot that I took on Twitter that I posted. I don't know if you saw it. I always usually tag you, but it was just showing all these goals. I think they scored four goals between the two teams. Amazing.
Yeah, Lipwich. Yeah. That I said they were going to win and win big and goals scored. And then with like 10 minutes, three, four goals were scored. And Batty again delivered. So that's 9 in a row. I said 10.
Remember? Yeah, so 6-2 last weekend. What do you got?
Okay, so this week we're starting off going to Germany. In Germany, I like Dortmund. I think Dortmund this week is really going to, with this team that they're playing against, I really look for Dortmund to have an easy winner. I like Bayern Munich with Leverkusen, both teams to score, and I see this game going over. Even though Bayern is at 1.51, I'm not really thrilled about taking them. They might win easily, but I'm not going to take them to win. I just like the goal and the over 2.5. The blowout game that I see in Germany is Lipswich. Lipswich is playing Paderborn. This game, I see a lot of goals in this game scored, and I think that Lipswich is going to, they might even score four or five goals in this game, but they're scoring at least three, because this Paderborn team cannot stop anybody. But to bet them to win is not really worth it. The odds are very low.
Remember, before we continue, let's talk about that. How many times have we said you still have to pay attention? Because what if there's an own goal, or Paderborn does have a penalty and scores early? All of a sudden, that minus 400 goes to plus 117, and they still win 4-2 or 3-1.
Yeah, it's just that I see this Paderborn side has been so weak defensively, and especially since they opened up. But you make a good point. Actually, it would be better for them to score first and then the odds go up, but,
you have to, you have to in soccer, you have to also play the giving up a goal and a half with those big favorites. Cause if you're late, cause you, like, if you lay 400 to win 100, that, you know, that's a lot of risk. And so what I like to do is I like to keep them in my parlays at the minus 400 or minus 350, whatever, the big favorites. And then on the straight bets, that's when I bet I'm giving them the goal and a half.
Yeah, and then we'll, getting away from Germany, we'll move to Denmark. Last week, Midland, the first week, like we said, disappointed. This week, I'm taking them again to win at 2.18. I think that they're going to shake it off because Midland is too good of a team this year for some reason in Denmark, and they were surprised last week. And I see over 2.5 goals in this game. I see goals. Am I there playing Denmark? I like FC Copenhagen. They rewarded us last week with a big win after the 70th minute, scoring 3 goals, over 1.5 and all that. So I really like them this week. And if they're gonna come back into that title chase, because usually every year they win the championship, they need this win. And moving on to Belarus, I like Dynamo Brest to win, odds 1.47. And my last and key pick of the week, once again, I don't see them losing. I think I said they were going to go 10 straight. I like Baty Borisov to get the job done one more time and reward us for a 10th straight time, like I said, at 1.58. That's what I like.
Yeah, they have just been very, very, very good, Baty. They really have. Now, the other aspect about all these other soccer leagues coming into play is you can watch them. And on Flash Score, like at the Belarus games and the Burundi games, Flash Score doesn't give you any commentary. You just get the goals.
No, just the goals.
But with Germany and these other leagues, you get that commentary. You feel like you can, without streaming the game, you can get a feel between the statistics and the commentary, you can get a feel for what's happening in the game. And it really is very similar to SureDog, as I talk about a lot, with that blow-by-blow description, because as long as you've got action, you can get to your computer and bet on your phone or your laptop, whatever you're betting on, you don't have to stream it, because it's a little easier to find Flash Score than it is to stream the game. Sometimes you can't find the stream.
I know. And remember when I said that Baty was going to go 10 straight, they were having these bad wins. Everybody was really down on them. But all of a sudden right now, they're walking away with this championship this year in Belarus. And I wouldn't even be surprised, but like this week, they're not losing. This, I don't see them losing. And 1.58, but I see a low-scoring game. I think it, this game's going to come down to one goal.
Yep, that's all it takes, though. You just can't draw. Draws will kill you. Draws in soccer will kill you because it's hard to bet a draw. I almost bet a draw last week. I forget what league it was. And it turned out they ended up 2-2, but I went with both teams to score, so I cashed. I'm never, ever going to be greedy.
No, that's a very good bet that both teams to score. Very, very good bet. And if you look at right now the powerhouses, because all these leagues are starting off, from all these leagues during coronavirus, the team that is a powerhouse in Belarus is Baty Borisov. Baty Borisov is like money in the bank.
Now, at least you've cashed 8 of the 9 last tickets. You bet on them.
Yeah, and I've been rolling it continuously.
When we get back from break, we mentioned we've got a lot of horse tracks opening up. I looked at a few on the Daily Racing Forum. We're going to probably talk mostly about Santa Anita, but I'm thinking maybe we'll give Belmont some love because they opened up this week. And as you know, New York had no horse racing for the longest time. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you worried you won't be able to find the perfect gift for Father's Day again this year? Well, when you order a souvenir football from championshipfootballs.com, you're receiving a 100% money-back guarantee. You're also getting the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Whether that special present is for a Kansas City Chiefs fan or a member of the LSU Tigers Alumni Association, is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a fan? Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Notre Dame supporter. Do you know a member of the Oregon Ducks Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or a Minnesota Vikings fan, well, sorry about that. Yeah, that kind of goes for those New Mexico State Aggies and Tulane Green Wave fans too. It's not nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. No, it's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Championshipfootballs.com.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. If you're just, for some reason, catching the podcast right in the middle here, you need to go back with a pen and a paper, mostly because some of the names of the teams in some of these foreign soccer leagues are hard to understand. They really are. They're hard to spell, too. They use letters that most Americans don't use in the same word. So, but we're going to talk horse racing. Now, last week you had a nice winner. Again, one of the articles that I'm going to be doing a video for, Paolo, is the whole European system of the show pool, the place pool, whatever you want to call it. They don't have that here.
No, because that's the beauty of it. Because the, like last week, Flavien Prat finished and the odds were good and everything. So basically, and in some races, even if you're seven, you can still cash if it's a show. So that's a big advantage.
No doubt about it. And so when we look at, we have, again, Belmont opened up for the first time this week. Now, New York had nothing for the longest time, so that's good for New York horse racing. And they do have a nice little pick four that we had talked about. They have four races later in the day. It is $600,000 in purses. It's the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. And the 9th is a $250,000 race. So that's not bad. That's a dirt race, 7 furlongs. Those sprints, I like those sprints. But sometimes you're looking for the fastest horse. There's 11 horses running, so that's a nice opportunity. So we're going to look at that this weekend. But for right now, we're going to focus mostly on Santa Anita because it is the Santa Anita Derby. It is about 3 months later than normal, but that is tomorrow. You mentioned, however, a couple other races early in the card that you like.
Yeah, I like in the first race, I like Super Patriot with Flavien Prat. Flavien Prat has been really riding very, very well. And this horse, Super Patriot, I think has a chance to hit the board. And I also like in the fifth race, Peach. Peach is another horse that he's been overlooked sometimes, but I think this horse has a good chance to hit the board. And then we move on to the
Let me ask you how they handle race five. There's only four horses in the race. They've already had a scratch. So when there's four horses in the race, do they still pay for a second place?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So if Peach finishes place, you win.
Yeah.
There you go, huh? And some of the odds that they put, like you're looking, you can get 1.4, 1.5. So 1.5 on a four-horse field with Speech, Riding, and Flavien Prat looks like a pretty good play.
Yeah, there's four horses listed. 6-5, 2-1, 8-5, and 10-1. So that means those three horses are all going to probably go off right about the same amount. It's not bad. If you've got one of the favorites and there's three favorites, then you're going to get good money for your return on your investment.
What's the odds on Speech?
6-5, 8-5, 2-1, they're all in that range. Speech is 8-5.
Well, there you go. You might even go off 2-1.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
pretty good odds. Yeah. Okay, so we move on to the next race, number 7. Race number 7 is when we start the pick 4 and the big races at Santa Anita. In that race, I really looked at it closely, and I like Brando the Barber. Of course, with Espinosa, I think that this horse has a chance to hit the board. Might even win this race. Moving on.
Morning Lion, 8-1.
There you go. You can't always look at favorites. You got to look at, 8-1. Then we move on to the race number 8. Race number 8 is a big race, I think. It's the Santa Anita Derby?
It is the Derby.
Okay. In that race, everybody's on Authentic. Authentic is a great horse. He's going to be tough to beat. But one horse that I think could beat Authentic is Rushy. This horse
couldn't challenge Authentic. Because if Authentic is not on his A game, there's possibilities. And this Rushy horse, when he comes out in the paddock, if he looks good, I might put my money on it. But it's Authentic's race to lose. That's what I think.
But again, if you're playing that place bet and the horses are to the wire and it's Rushy and Authentic, you don't care what happens.
Exactly. Once again, the same thing, the philosophy of the place market that the European. Then we move on to race number 9. So for the cinema, I like Haywood's Beach. I don't know what his odds are, but I like that horse.
6-1.
That horse is 6-1. So there you go. This horse has a chance to hit the board. And at 6-1, that's a pretty good price. Moving on to the last race, the big one of the day. This race here is a horse that I picked in the Oaklawn. Remember, we hit it, and he should have won the race, but he finished second. I think Improbable is due for a win this week, but I can't see him not hitting the board. I think Improbable's got a good shot to hit the board, and he's a pretty good price. I don't think he's
favored. Yeah, well, the this is, again, another short field, 6 horses, and that's the biggest issue with horse racing right now. If you can only come up with 6 horses, you should be running somewhere else that has 6 horses and make it a 12-horse race. I believe that with everything in my body, but you got to bet what you got in front of you, and Improbable has paid well, but here's what you got. You got Parsimony 15-1 on the rail. That's an O'Neill horse. Sheriff's got 2-1 midcourt. 2-1 is a third choice. 9-5 is the chalk. That's higher power with Pratt. Then you got Brown Storm, who's 12-1. Improbable is also 2-1, and that's Van Dyke for Baffert. And then you got Tenfold, 6-1. Tenfold with Mike Smith is not a bad horse either. That's an Asmussen horse.
No, Tenfold has been running some great races, and he might hit the board too. He's going to pay a good price if he hits the board.
Yeah, again, you got the same situation. You got 3 favorites. Anytime there's 3 favorites, they take a little bit of the money. I mean, you would rather see 3 2-1s or 9-5, 8-5, somewhere in that range, than 1-5. One horse that's 1-5 and you're trying to beat that horse. It's really hard to try to beat one horse. But when you got 3 favorites, then you can handicap and you can try to bet the horse you think's going to win. Or, in your case, place. The less horses in the field, the less accident.
And it's true.
And the cream will rise to it. There's just, when you got 11, 12, 14 horses, stuff happens. But when you got 6 horses, just get a clean break. You got a better horse, you're gonna be there.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you.
All right, anything else, my man?
No. If you covered on, let me ask you on Belmont, in that 250,000, is John Velasquez in that race?
11 horses. That's one of the reasons I like it more than anything. Mind Control with Velasquez is the 10 horse. It's 4-1. The favorite looks to be 7-2. There's a 3-1. Okay. Friends Fire, who was, I think, ran in some Triple Crown races, 7-2. Performers 3-1. Mind Control is 4-1 with Velasquez, and Vekoma is 7-2. So there's 4 horses. But that looks like a really, really nice race. What I would do is I would pay attention to the dirt race before, because the 6th is a dirt race, or the 7th is a dirt race, then the 8th is a turf race, and then the 9th is the big race. And what I like to do is I like to watch one race on the surface before I make a wager. So I'll look at that 7th kind of, and maybe even making a small play just to see how I handicap the dirt. And if my horses run well, then I'm gonna make sure and load up on that 9th, because it's just 11 horses, $250,000. You're disrespectful if you don't bet that race.
I actually, in that race, I think that Mind Power with John Velasquez has a very, very good shot to upset that field.
And that's a spot where maybe, if you look, you might see his last 3 races, he was never 4-1. He wasn't even close to 4-1.
No, that's the thing. And 4-1 on this horse with Velasquez, is Fletcher the trainer on this horse?
Velasquez is riding for Sacco.
Okay, so this horse is an overlay, because Mind Power should not be 4-1.
Well, that's Mind Control. Mind Control.
Mind Control should not be 4-1. But look at the odds, because there's an 11 horse field in there. So
and
you're
a couple
looking
of
at
good horses. Yep.
Yeah, a couple of good horses. So this race is going to pay.
This is exactly the kind of race that the Santa Anita Derby should be. There's no reason that California, most important 3-year-old race, can't get 10 people to run.
Well, but you're right about that, because if you really look at it right now, it's like it's authentic. And 5-6 horses. It should have had at least 10-11 horses in that race. I mean,
part of it could be, Powell, they moved their horses, and they moved them already. They had to. They needed to run somewhere, so they moved them, and it's not worth the money to come back, you know? Because it's not, remember, all the races are less money this year, too.
Yeah, and Churchill, I think from all the tracks, the one that, like you mentioned, was the big, fierce competition is Churchill. That's where everybody's moving.
Churchill's purses are consistent, all right? $70,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 almost every race. They don't really have $17,000 purses in any race. I mean, for $17,000, why are you even racing that horse? Let that horse run out in the pasture with the other horses. That's what I think.
No, exactly. And if you look at it this week, too, again, Churchill's consistent. Mm-hmm. And the jockey colony is pretty competitive. We said it last week.
All right. So what I do, as always, is I go through the show and I pull off your soccer plays. Then I try to figure out if I even have the right team, because as you know, some of the leagues, they all sound alike. They're very similar in names. Then I put them in chronological order. Remember, last week we had Friday action, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It was really a great weekend. And again, when you go 6-2, 6-2 is a lot of fun. So this weekend we'll look at that, and I'll make sure and post on social media so you can see it.
Yeah, hopefully we have another great week. So far it's been all winning week, so maybe this week will continue. But
I'm kind of assuming so. Rather than sit around waiting for us to do bad, I'm just going to assume we're going to continue. We're going to continue to cash tickets. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, nice talk.
Remember,
you
can check out sportsbettinglessons.com. Listen to us on Podcast Network for Belly Up Sports. You can check us out at sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.